CBS News, I'm Bill Lynch. On this eve of historic Middle East peace negotiations, all sides gathered for the Madrid conference are scrambling for strategic high ground. Co-hosts George Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev met earlier today, with the Soviet president declaring their political watches in sync. Mr. Bush took care to sound even-handed.
We're not here to impose a settlement. We are here to be a catalyst.
A senior advisor to the Palestinian delegation said he hopes the conference produces an interim step of autonomy for Arabs living under Israeli occupation. In Madrid, correspondent Dan Raviv says that's a long-standing concept.
Autonomy is just what the Israelis have been offering since 1978, when limited self-rule for the Palestinians was included in the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt. The PLO and other Palestinians rejected the offer then, insisting on full statehood. Even if the Palestinian delegation here in Madrid agrees to accept autonomy as a first step, the precise definition, how much power will the Arabs of the West Bank and Gaza Strip have over their own lives, must still be negotiated.
The head of Israel's delegation, Prime Minister Yitzhak Shamir, flew into Madrid this morning, trying not to sound too much of a hardliner.
We have come to make peace with our neighbors at long last. We only hope that they will be willing to make their peace with us.
Shamir meets today with Gorbachev. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party today put the rubber stamp of approval on Keiichi Miyazawa's election as party president and, as of next Tuesday, the new prime minister. Still unsettled, the makeup of his cabinet. Poland's ex-communists, chased from power 2 years ago by Solidarity, have edged to within a hair's breadth of again becoming the country's biggest political party. The ex-communist Democratic Left Alliance is less than 0.2 percentage point behind the leading Solidarity group, the Democratic Union. Czechoslovakia's president Václav Havel has gotten a rude welcome in Bratislava from Slovakian independence seekers. Mary Hockaday has that.
His appearance at a celebratory rally was marred when a large group of pro-Slovak independence demonstrators threw eggs at him. Havel said, "They didn't hit me, and I can't be hit so easily." But although the demonstrators speak for less than 20% of Slovak public opinion, Havel's spokesman said the incident illustrated a growing atmosphere of intolerance and undemocratic behavior in the country. Mary Hockaday for CBS News, Prague.
The U.S. economy bounced back from recession over the summer, growing by 2.4% in the third quarter, the fastest in more than 2 years. Shearson Lehman economist Stan Carnes.
It looks like we're making some progress. The inflation numbers are good. The Fed looks like they're probably going to ease again, maybe as early as Friday on the employment report. And at least we are seeing some pickup in business spending.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a fraction at 3044.72. Volume on the big board, 89,050,000 shares. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
From the moment he first piloted an old wooden sled down a snow-covered hill, Jim's dreamed of going to the Olympic Games, of guiding his luge rocket-like to a new record that would last for years.
Just give me a sled and get out of my way.
Only Jim's 39 now and gets car sick. Still, Visa wants him to go, so for every day until December 31st, Visa's giving away a trip for two to the 1992 Olympic Games. With all the glory that's the Olympic Games, plus $1,000 in Visa traveler's checks to spend while you're there. And entering is easy because every time you use your Visa card, you've got a chance to win. So now, thanks to Visa, millions of Americans are still Olympic hopefuls. Just not like they imagined. Visa, official card of the 1992 Olympic Games. Offer ends December 31st, 1991. Must be 18 or older. No purchase necessary. Void or restricted or prohibited. For official rules, call 1-800-332-8472.
Haiti's ousted president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, is in Brussels today calling for a global embargo on his country to force out the military junta that ejected him last month. Washington yesterday banned Americans from dealing with Haiti and imposed an oil embargo. A team of federal bomb experts has been sent to Boston to help investigate the bomb that exploded yesterday, killing one police bomb squad veteran and seriously injuring his partner. The device was found at a home in the Roslindale section. A pleasure cruise from Bermuda to New York turned nightmare for 7 men and 2 women as a fierce storm swamped their schooner 360 miles off Cape Henry. They abandoned ship in the dead of night and were picked up by a Coast Guard helicopter, wet and tired, but otherwise okay. Another Coast Guard chopper rescued 5 fishermen who were forced to abandon ship in 15-foot seas off Nantucket Island. The victory parade for the World Series champion Minnesota Twins is underway at this hour in St. Paul. And in Atlanta, an expected 500,000 fans are turning out for a lunchtime parade honoring their losing but beloved Braves. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.
We're not grabbing no bench, I can tell you that much right now, all right?
We're looking out of the 7th.
set with the bases loaded. And he delivers. Munoz hits a fly ball to center field, back deep. Way back, way back, way back. It is a grand slam for Munoz. Steinbach putting down the sign for Stewart. A big pitch coming here on 2-1. And here it is. Fastball is hit out into right field. Canseco coming on. Can't get it. And the ball bounces by him all the way to the fence. Larkin has scored. Gagne has scored. Gladney is going to score. It'll be a triple for Knobloch. And the Twins go ahead 5-4.
They told him, don't you ever come around here. Don't want to see your face. You better disappear. The fire's in their eyes. And their words are really clear. So beat it.
Beat it they did. Just a couple of highlights from the year 1991. A fantastic year for the Minnesota Twins. I'm Tim Russell on WCCO Radio at 11:05. And I'm joined by Ted Robinson, Twins broadcaster. And Ted, it's been an amazing campaign.
I love to listen to Herb and John's. You can't hear those replays enough. And I'll tell you, Kirby's home run Saturday, John had to lose it. I don't know how he could talk after that.
When he did the two touch-em-alls.
Yes.
That was great. It almost sounded like instant replay.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even notice that. That probably was the first double touch-em-all we've ever had.
As a Twins broadcaster, in that situation where you were helping with our broadcast, what was going through your mind in a big hit like that? Are you thinking, what's my home run call? What would I do in that situation?
I don't really have much of a home run call. I guess I have one phrase that I tend to use a little bit on television. I'm not sure how much it would work on radio, but when Kirby hit that one, I was actually standing in the back of the booth with Remzi Karatli, the Twins' traveling secretary, and Remzi is the voice you can hear behind John on that call of Kirby's home run just going nuts.
It was fun. It's 11:06, and we'll get our weather forecast. We'll get you a traffic update so you can figure out what to look for as we continue with our coverage of the Twins' victory parades. Let's go to St. Paul now, and Charlie Boone and Rog Erickson.
Yes, Tim, we just turned the corner off the Robert Street Bridge onto Kellogg, and the crowds here are heavy. They're 10 feet deep, and they're really building, and they're all enthused. Listen to this crowd.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's go to Bruce Hogovic now. We'll be back with Bruce in just a couple of moments. Eric Escala is with us, though, with Brian Harper. Eric.
Yeah, I'm on the truck with Brian and Chris Harper, and they were nice enough to talk to us and their family. Chris, when we talked after Game 3, you were so concerned with Brian Smith. How you feeling today about the way it turned out?
Well, I'm not a very good loser, so I was having a terrible time. But today is a little bit different, obviously. Things turned out the way I wanted them to.
Well, what is it like to celebrate as part of the family of one of these things? What's it been like around your house the last 36 hours?
Well, it's been really hectic with family in and out. We really had a hectic time. We're trying to pack up and move. So really, all of this hasn't sunk in. I don't think it will for another couple of weeks, probably.
Introduce your children to us here. Who are they?
I have my firstborn, Brett, who's 10 years old, and my secondborn, Derek, who's 7, and my 15-month-old is at home for obvious reasons.
Stay warm.
Thank you.
Let me go around and talk to Brian Harper if I can. Brian, Eric Escala here live on CCO. Well, what do you make of all this?
Well, this is a lot of fun. You know, it's amazing how many people are out here cheering us on, and, you know, just the great fans that we have here in Minnesota.
How you feeling? Is every bone in your body hurt, or?
No, my back's a little sore, but, you know, I'm doing all right.
And what do you plan? You got to move. What do you got for the off-season plan? I'm supposed to figure out where you're going to be next year, for one thing, huh?
Well, I'd like to be in Minnesota. We got to I start working out right away and get ready for next year.
And how do you enjoy the parade so far? We're 3 miles into it.
Yeah, a lot. It's been great. Better than I even imagined.
Thanks a lot. Brian and Chris Harper and his family talking to us from the parade route on the Robert Street Bridge in downtown St. Paul, fellas.
All right. Thank you, Eric Escala. They're having a good time, and Bruce Hogovic is back with us, and then we'll get a weather update. Bruce?
Yeah, I'm aboard the truck here with Randy Bush and his family right now, and nobody's arrested me yet. So, Randy, Bruce Hogovic here. We're live on CCO Radio. How do you feel now? We're just coming across the Robert Street Bridge going into downtown St. Paul, and I see nothing but Twins fans in all directions here. How does this make you...
Just talking to the phone.
Okay, well, it's just a great thrill. It's overwhelming, and, just very exciting, and we're coming up to another crowded section of here. It's just overwhelming.
After you won the World Series, what was the first thing you said to your wife, Kathy, when you got home? And when you saw her?
I was just so relieved, and, it's just a special thing to have happen, and to have it happen twice, I just feel like one of the luckiest guys in the world, really.
You
you know, these are such devoted fans that we have here today. I was walking along the street, and as you comes along here, people are saying, oh, look, it's Randy Bush. This must mean a lot to you to have this kind of fan support, and we can really see it demonstrated here today.
Oh, it really is. We have such great fans here, and they come out and support the team well, and it's just great to see this, and like I said, it's a dream come true, and it's happened twice for some of us now.
Congratulations. Thanks so much. Thank you. Kathy?
Yes.
How do you feel about being in this parade with your husband, having won the World Series?
Oh, this is just wonderful. And to share it with the people here in St. Paul is very special. Everyone's very enthusiastic.
Okay, stay warm, Kathy. Thank you. Kathy Bush, this is Kathy. And this is Bruce Hogovic. We're now coming right into the center of downtown St. Paul. We see confetti and Homer Hankies everywhere.
Thank you, Bruce. Let's go to the CCO Weather Center now, and we've got Karen Falloon with us. Karen?
Yes, Tim, one of my colleagues just came in the door and said, oh, it's drizzling downtown Minneapolis, so we may have a little bit of precipitation to talk about when they do arrive downtown Minneapolis. And also on the radar in the last half hour, some new precipitation showing up, stretching from, say, Sauk Center down toward Hutchinson to Le Sueur, down toward Mankato. It appears, what with the temperatures in the upper 20s to lower 30s out to the west of us, it appears that's a mixture of freezing rain and light snow, and it is moving to the north-northeast at roughly 30 to 35 miles an hour. So here in the Twin Cities, we can expect drizzly conditions to be developing, and that could turn into some freezing drizzle, and later this afternoon could be mixed with a little sleet or snow. We're updating things as we go along here. Temperatures will continue to fall to a low tonight of 24, winds northwest, west to northwest at 15 to 30 this afternoon, right through tonight. And tonight, there's a chance of light snow and flurries. No accumulations expected, or it's not going to be a problem at any rate. And then tomorrow, variable cloudiness with scattered flurries, high near 30. At this hour, we now have 36 degrees with cloudy skies, patchy drizzle beginning to show up. Winds are southwest at 21 miles an hour, the humidity 89%. Again, that temperature now 36.
Thank you, Karen Falloon. 36 degrees. I'm Tim Russell, and in studio with me, Ted Robinson. We'll be back in just a couple of moments with the latest traffic update from Jerry Peterson on WCCO. 11:12, continuing coverage of the Twins victory parades on WCCO Radio, home of the Minnesota Twins.
It's the return of the big one. Now, 2.9% annual percentage rate financing for 48 months on 1992 Oldsmobile Royales at Wally McCarthy's Olds in Richfield.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Could you be seduced by a swindler? Paula says Steve stole her heart and her life savings.
By the time he left, I had nothing left.
When did he ever give me any cash? When?
Hundreds of times, thousands
Never.
Of times. Hello. Steve, you're wearing the same suit you were wearing 3 years ago.
Romantic swindlers on the next Oprah Winfrey Show.
Oprah, today at 4 on Channel 4.
Have you ever wondered what happens to your children when you drop them off for childcare? Join today's WCCO Television for an inside look at childcare and what your child is doing when you're not there. Tonight in Dimension, we'll show you what drop-off centers offer parents, what's different about them, and why they've become the babysitters of today. Join us for an inside look at childcare in the 90s. Tonight in Dimension on Channel 4's 10 o'clock news.
That's the sound you hear with Rog Erickson and Charlie Boone. We'll be back with them in just a moment. And we remind you the location of the parade right now. They've just turned onto Wabasha as they're heading north on Wabasha, just past the St. Paul offices of WCCO Radio and Television. Let's find out what the traffic conditions are. We go to Jerry Peterson. Jerry.
Well, the tail end of the parade appears to be making its way across the Robert Street Bridge. And as it does, people are leaving rather quickly, I suppose, because of the cool weather. But it's increasing the traffic levels along the city streets, especially along Plato, Fillmore and Robert. Also congestion on the Lafayette Freeway as you come northbound between Plato and East 7th. Southbound as you make your way towards Concord. You might even want to think about Robert to Concord, even Robert Street all the way down to 494 as you leave the cities. Also University Avenue, still plenty of congestion between the area of Marion and 35E as people try and make their way towards the state capitol. So congestion continues through there. You might want to think about I-94 as your way working around the downtown area, perhaps even Warner Road. If you're heading north-south, perhaps Highway 61. 1 or the Smith Avenue Bridge will save you a little bit of time. Right now, you want to avoid the city streets in downtown St. Paul. Also, use plenty of caution. Make sure you're watching the law enforcement officials who are directing traffic. Read the signs and try and make sure you keep a good eye out for plenty of pedestrians who are making their way in and out of the traffic and parked cars as well. So use plenty of caution around the area right now. And we'll get back to you as things move over towards Minneapolis. That's the latest look at CCO traffic.
All right. Thank you, Jerry Peterson. I'm Tim Russell, and we're with Ted Robinson in our WCCO studios for continuing coverage of the World Champion Minnesota Twins victory parades and salute this afternoon. Going to be fun, Ted.
Oh, it's interesting to watch, Tim, because we're seeing some things that are repeats from 87. We're seeing Kirby Puckett's got that same black aviator's cap. Is that what you call it?
Aviator's cap. Yep.
Right. He's wearing the same one he wore in 87. Al Newman has what looks like a policeman's hat on. And you said that was what he wore in 87?
He did, indeed. And somebody else has a video camera, as we understand it. Last time it was Dan Gladden.
Right. Mark Guthrie, we just noticed, looks like a little Super 8 handheld camcorder. So he's going to capture the fans to take back with him.
Let's see if we can get a location report, and then we'll be going to Mike Miller. But first, let's pick up Charlie Boone and see if he can hear us. Charlie?
Yeah, Tim and Ted are right in the middle of Robert Street, and the crowds are the largest. 360 Wabasha, I see the address. And there is a tremendous crowd, 20 deep. All dressed warmly, throwing confetti and toilet paper. And Rogers getting the crowd all stirred up because the Twins are just behind us. Listen to that crowd. Going by Ecolab right now at the Northwest Center, and it is a fantastic crowd. And you never know, it was cold outside. People are dressed in warm ski outfits, and you'd think it was the middle of winter, but they're warm.
All right, fantastic, guys. Charlie Boone and Rog Erickson, and they're with us at the front of the parade, keeping us updated on the location. We'll be back in a moment. We've got Bruce Hogovic along with David West and Mike Miller standing by all after this on WCCO, continuing coverage of the World Champion Minnesota Twins victory parades.
If your plans include the Olympics in either France or Spain, or if you're planning an international trip abroad, your next phone call should be to National Dynamics. That's the company that spent years developing a scientific method that can teach you the foreign language of your choice in just 30 days. They're so sure of this audio cassette tape learning method that if you're not completely satisfied with your progress, just return the program for a complete refund. No books or classes. Simply select the speed tape language program of your choice, and in the privacy of your own home or auto, let National Dynamics speed tapes teach you how to communicate with the confidence and assurance necessary for success. Join the hundreds of thousands that have benefited by using the National Dynamics proven language programs. Call today 1-800-545-1985. Whether it's Spanish, French, German, or Japanese, or any foreign language you'd like to learn, National Dynamics can help. Toll free 1-800-545-1985. After all, when it comes to gaining an advantage, they wrote the book. 1-800-545-1985. Call now.
I'm Tim Russell, and we'll be back in a moment on WCCO as we continue our coverage. 11:17, just a little sample of what went on when the Ted Robinson is with us. This is when the Metrodome noise hit its peak, as I understand it, 123 on the decibel level. Can you guess the play?
This has to be Kirby, right?
It's not. Believe it or not, really? From what I read this morning, it was the big double play.
Is that right?
To end the eighth inning.
The pitch. There's a swing and a ground ball to Herbeck. He throws it home. Back to first, and they get a double play. First to home, the first double play. And the Twins get out of a seemingly impossible situation.
That was pretty exciting stuff.
Did you see Jack Morris after that? You talk about Jack be nimble.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he was going to do a double back flip off the mound as that double play was completed.
I don't know if you noticed it, but in the Twins dugout, they actually held up little cards. 9.8, 9.9. Nice dive, Jack. Well, we'll be back in a moment with our continuing coverage. Tim Russell with Ted Robinson and Mike Miller and Bruce Hogovic right after this.
We're talking to Steve Hoff, president of the Hoff Jewelry Company. Steve, this area's most extraordinary jewelry event starts Wednesday, October 30th.
Craig, it's the Hoff Jewelry Company's million-dollar remount extravaganza. It's the area's largest and most complete diamond remounting event ever. We have over 1,000 of the most sought-after ring designs you'll ever see. For 4 days only, Hoff's own master craftspeople will create the ring you've always wanted by using your own diamonds. Plus, you'll save 40% or more on the mounting and any additional diamonds you might need. It's a great feeling to see your old diamonds mounted in a brand new ring, and most can be set, sized, and ready to wear while you wait.
Plus, everyone saves 40% or more on the ring they've always wanted.
Haas Million Dollar Diamond Remount Extravaganza starts Wednesday, October 30th at Burnsville Center, Thursday at a Rosedale Commons location, Maplewood Mall on Friday, then Northtown Mall Saturday. Don't miss it.
The Hoff Jewelry Company. Since 1938, we've been the diamond specialist you can trust.
Tim Russell, Ted Robinson, and Bruce Hogovic.
Yes, and we just turned to Wabasha heading through downtown St. Paul, and I was here in 1987 in the parade that went through downtown St. Paul. This parade today is every much as enthusiastic and crazy as it was in 1987. We see people lining streets all the way down toward the state capitol with the streamers and confetti flying everywhere. We're on the truck here with David West, and he allowed me to sit here for the last 10 minutes. I appreciate that, David. David, how do you feel today? Just look at these throngs of people.
It's overwhelming. I mean, you can't really believe the response that we've gotten. I mean, it's really a big thrill.
What can you say to all the fans that are coming out today to show all this support with so much enthusiasm?
I mean, there's only one word to use, and that's thanks. I mean, thanks for everything, and we wouldn't make it possible without them.
And thank you, David. And Becky's also here, David's wife. Becky, how do you feel today being in this parade?
I think it's just overwhelming. Just the people are wonderful, and I just never imagined in our wildest dreams that we'd be here. But it's great.
Well, stay warm. Thank you. David West and his wife, Becky, were heading down Wabasha right through the center of a huge mass of people in downtown St. Paul.
Thank you, Bruce Hogovic. I'm Tim Russell with Ted Robinson. And Ted, one of the persons that made this 91 campaign so important, Charles Theodore Chili Davis.
Yes. Don't call him Chili, though. Actually, he doesn't mind so much, but he loves to be called Charles, which is his birth name, as you mentioned.
Charles in charge this year.
That he was. He was. What a first half of the year. And you know, Tim, it's interesting. We watch a look up in the monitors, and we can see that Chili Davis and Scott Erickson are riding together. That's intriguing because, of course, they lived together in the same house during the course of the season. And you talk about a great example of what a team is supposed to be. These are two guys that would seemingly have nothing in common when you look at their backgrounds. Yet they hit it off together in spring training. And before Game 6, it was Chili Davis that's given Scotty that psychological pump for the World Series.
And the fact that they're together in the parade shows that it was indeed a harmonious year. Let's go to Eric Escala with one of the stars of the World Series. Eric.
Live on CCO Radio. What do you say? How do you feel?
Great.
How does it feel to be the recipient of all this love?
This is great, man. This is what it's all about. People play all their lives, don't get a chance to experience the things we've experienced. And I've been here for 8 years, and I've won 2 years, so it feels great.
Why do you think you're so popular with everybody? They love you.
I don't know. I just play. I guess that's what they like.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks from all of us. Kirby Puckett, and I'm on the back of Kirby Fan, and I can't hear you, and you can't hear me, so take it, whomever. It's crazy.
I love the sound of that. That's Eric Escala. Eric is with Kirby Puckett in the parade. It's making its way through St. Paul, heading for the Capitol. And I'm Tim Russell, along with Ted Robinson. We'll be back with our continuing coverage of the World Champion Minnesota Twins victory parades and salute on WCCO Radio.
Northwest 408, descended 900,000. By the way, guys, the Twins just won the World Series.
Roger, cleared to 900,000. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're cleared for an on-time arrival into the Twin Cities, and I thought you might like to know, the Twins just won the World Series.
To other airlines, Minnesota is just another destination. To Northwest Airlines, it's home. Congratulations, Twins.
Let's go to the front of the parade. Charlie Boone and Rog Erickson with us on CCO Radio.
Yes, they're blowing horns, big plastic horns. They're throwing toilet paper into the van. And listen to this crowd. They're going wild, and a very young crowd, too. You can tell what attracts fans to baseball. And they're all out here with horns and ribbons and confetti and newspapers and toilet paper. And they're just waiting, anticipating the Twins, which are just right behind us.
This is New Jack Forest City.
New Jack Morris City. Thanks, guys. That's Rog Erickson and Charlie Boone there at the front of the parade as we continue our coverage here on WCCO. Our temperature now with cloudy skies at 36 degrees. And a reminder, Mike Woodley will be with us at 2 o'clock from the Metrodome.
Kirby Puckett is with me. I'm in the dugout, and Ted and John and Herb are all listening too, Kirby. First of all, is it better the second time around?
I can't really say it's better, but I like to say that it's just as good. I'll tell you that. When we won in '87, man, I was like crying and everything. And we won this year, man, and I tried to cry, but I mean, the tears wouldn't come out, man. It was just, all I could think was that it was just unbelievable, man. I mean, the guys, I mean, we played this year, man, and we went out blood and guts every single day, man, and we played hard every day, man, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, a lot of people picked us to come in last place, and I told them, I said, ain't no way. We came in last year. We have a better team. We're definitely going to finish in, you know, in the top 1, 2, 3 or whatever, and I tell you, for us to come where we came from, man, and accomplish the things that we've accomplished this year is unbelievable.
Speaking of blood and guts, from the center field position, you were able to watch Jack Morris perform tonight. Your thoughts on what Jack did?
Jack was awesome, man. I mean, what can you say, man? I mean, all you got to do is say his name, man, and respect comes out right away, man. I mean, he's awesome, man. He's changed his temperament all the way, and he's just gone out every day, man, and just gone and done the job, man. He's been exceptional.
He's a horse, no question about it. Now, that's a little interview Mike Woodley did with Kirby Puckett, part of the post-game festivities, and Mike will be at the Dome for this afternoon's fun.
So will Sid.
Enough said there.